666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends.
And welcome to another round table. This is Brother Johnson, God's watchman, and I have with me here again at the round table, Pastor Evans and Pastor Ralston. And we would just like to thank you for tuning in today. God bless you, all of you who are constant listeners to this program. But those of you who have just tuned in maybe for the first time, you may be a little shocked at what you hear because others aren't telling you the things that we are telling you. But I want to tell you something. This is the truth, and that is it. Okay, let me ask you a question. There was a secret Bilderberger meeting, and in that meeting, the agenda was leaked that they had microchipping on their mind for Americans. And those sources from inside that 2008 Bilderberg meeting had discussed at Chantilly, Virginia, and talking points were ominous. A plan to microchip Americans under the pretext of fighting terrorism groups, which will be identified as blonde-haired, blue-eyed Westerners. They see it as being okay because they're only fighting our battles for us. They're going to microchip humans on a mass scale, and that would be introduced in the pretext of fighting terrorism. And we were just talking in another roundtable about the differences in how one little thing gets in to something. See, that way they can keep the good guys, which is supposedly those with the chip, in a position where they can travel unrestricted, and they can go into airports, and they can get on the planes without having to wait because their information's in the database. So what's going on here? What's happening here? Are we seeing the beginning of the mark of the beast? Pastor Evans.
Yes, I believe we're seeing it. It's much further than we realize. Overseas are doing it a lot. And if you notice, our businesses, our banks, everything are getting bought up here. We don't own them, sad to say. And they're controlled by foreign dictatorships. And they all want this mark of the beast. And I've been reading a lot of it. Every time I go to the internet in different places, we can see where they're planning on having that right here. And before this year's over, it's going to be operating in some areas. It's a control. Matter of fact, they said the other day that they want to have free health care and the government take over all of our gas so that our energy and our house and all that stuff is controlled by the government so that they can't run the prices up on us like they have now. Watch out. Watch out. It sounds good, but when they tell you to take that mark because you can't have that stuff, guess what? You'll not be getting it.
Pastor Ralston, you can see here a very strong sign of the time, according to Revelation 13, that the beast is rising up out of the sea.
Right.
But it's not happening quickly. See, it's very slowly, slowly. It's happening here and it's happening there around the whole world. But guess what? It's coming to a place near you. And here it is coming quickly towards America. And we're seeing this happening. So wake up, be a watchful person and realize that the devil is setting up this end time kingdom that's talked about in the book of Daniel. And it's more ferocious, this last time kingdom. It's very, very ungodly, very, very controlling, and it's rising up to make you feel like you're safe. But, oh, I tell you what, it will destroy you if you even come close to taking that mark, which the Bible says you got to have to buy or sell. So now's the time to know your God, the true God. The true God who sent his son nearly 2,000 years ago and died on the cross for your sins. And guess what? Third day he rose from the dead and he's alive and well today.
I saw a report that in the United States of America, here in the land of the free, supposedly, we're not very free anymore. And I think our freedoms are going out the window rather quickly. One school system has decided to microchip their students, not in their skin or on their body, but in their school bags. And this is being coupled with GPS in the school buses. And so there's a site that the parents or the teachers or the principals can go on, and as they go into the bus, there's scanners as they go into the bus. So they can't leave their school bag back at the locker. It has to go with them. That scans that tag as they're going onto the bus, and each of the parents or the other people I said can get on this website, and they can tell what bus did they get on, what bus did they get off, or if they're still on the bus, where the bus is exactly. And this is coming fast. Any comments on that?
We see all this coming together, and sometimes we warn you, and we know we warn you ahead of time, and sometimes you don't see it or believe it. But one of the religious groups now that you need to watch is called the Kingdom Now Theology. And the reason they took the name Kingdom Now, they believe that they're going to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ with the whole world saved. And they will tell you, don't worry about the mark, it's nothing. Don't worry about this, it's nothing. We won, we've already won. Well, the Bible tells us to be careful about these things, to be concerned about these things. So what they're teaching is not Bible. That's just part of the devil's kingdom, is part of his church, and it's coming in fast.
Pastor Ralston, could you explain to us what it means if you take the mark, especially considering Revelation 13, and whose mark is this? It's certainly not God's.
But I know that if you take this mark, it's a mark that will damn your soul.
That's right.
Once you take the mark, it will damn your soul, because what you have done is, instead of receiving the mark of God, which the Bible says He will give to His people and will put in their foreheads, this government will put this chip inside your forehead. What it does is then you become a product of that system, which the devil will use. You are trusting now in the system, which is really backed up and supported by Satan himself, avoiding what God has offered, eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. So that is a very dangerous thing. I recommend don't even come close to receiving it, because if you do, you're not trusting in God. You are a Christian that actually becomes a liar, because you're not really trusting God. You're trusting this system to save you, to protect you, to support you, all these things.
We're not saying, Hugh, that we know for a fact that the chip is the mark. But it sure looks good, doesn't it? And I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter whether it's a chip or whether it's a speck of nano dust. If it's the mark, it's the mark, and you're going to damn your soul if you take it. And I believe in what Pastor Ralston said. I'm only saying this to say this to you. We're speculating that if this chip is the mark, this is where it's going to be placed. This is what's going to happen. This is going to damn your soul. The mark will damn your soul. I had a guy write me a letter, and he just fumed and ranted about, I said that the RFID chip is the mark. I have never said that. I have said that it might be the mark. It looks like it's the mark. It certainly, definitely could be the mark. But it's not here yet. So how can I say that it is the mark? So I just want you to know that. Now, Pastor Evans.
You know, some of these people don't hear from God, therefore they can't see what's going on. But take like Walmart for an example, and I'm not saying that they're the devil, so don't take that wrong. But, not in our area, but they do have areas where you can take your cart up there, and the machine will scan the whole cart without you ever taking anything out and tell you exactly how much stuff you got in there. Well, they're saying when you got this mark on you, that wherever you are in the store, it'll automatically tell that cash register up there what you put in your cart and who you are, too, so you can't steal. So they're going to begin to tell us how people can't steal, they can't do this, they can't do that, how well protected we are, and how good this is going to be. But remember, God says if you take it, your soul is damned.
That's a good point, because it's going to be closely connected to the mark, but isn't to the true mark. And it probably is. It's looking better every day, especially when they get it down. I understand now they can put GPS in that chip. So
cell phone.
There's one of those. It's a device. You can see it on my website. Go to the Getting Chip page. It's a real thin film. They make a small quarter-inch cut under your skin. They roll this thing up, and they slide it under your arm, and they connect it to an artery in and out. And the blood powers this thing. The blood powers it, and they can dial the phone with it, and they can look at an internet-type image on it, a moving image. I mean, this technology is taking us right smack down the tubes if we're not careful. So we need to watch that. So what we're seeing today is so many signs, the signs of the times. We're seeing, it's like apocalypse now. We're seeing the floods. We're seeing tornadoes. We're seeing locusts. and weather of biblical proportions are being seen, and they're setting off a debate among scientists and theologians alike. God's wrath seems to work these days as the heavens and earth have unleashed earthquakes in China, a cyclone in Burma, killer tornadoes and record floods across the United States of America, and even a plague of locusts in New England. So what do these signs tell you, brother? Does it sound like Jesus might be coming?
Well, if we read the Bible, we can see that they're there. These are the end time signs, and we're definitely seeing them loud and clear. You know, when they try to tell us there's no such thing as global warming, we go to the book of Revelation, we see where it's going to be 10 times hotter here on the earth. That's global warming, isn't it? And when they're telling us already this year, even though these cool areas, when it's a normal day, the temperature is 10 to 15 degrees above normal. It keeps going up every year, and we're setting new record highs. And like Brother Johnson said, we had snow in Seattle. Unheard of this time of year. And we're seeing all these crazy things. It's a warning from God. Jesus is coming.
Romans chapter 1 talks about the wrath of God being revealed. And if you don't know why it's being revealed, you ought to look that up and see the things that we're seeing happening here in America is why it's being revealed. But we're seeing the wrath of God rising up in the land. I tell you, there's a lot of things that are going on, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out that something different is happening. The increase of the earthquakes, the increase of the tornadoes, the increase of hurricanes, the increase of things, of destructive forces. And in fact, when things do happen, it just seems like, have you noticed? Quickly, all of a sudden, the gas will rise up. Just quickly, the oil prices will rise up, no matter what is happening. That alone ought to be a sign to you that the wrath of God, you know. I tell you what, no, the wrath of God is not for the Christian. The wrath of God is not for those who follow Jesus Christ. God poured out a tremendous amount of wrath upon the Egyptians when the Israelites were there many years ago and protected his people. And when the time was right, he brought them out. Well, I tell you what, you know, we're seeing a lot of things that's beginning to really reveal the wrath of God. God is not pleased with the way that man is going and avoiding him altogether and trying to build up a kingdom all unto themselves. And, you know, you just open your eyes and open your ears and realize this. Maybe you'll find yourself saying, well, what does please the Lord? You know, it's really not a difficult thing to please God. God always said it was just if you would believe in him and receive his son, Jesus Christ, into your life, you will be pleasing unto him. And he did something so special. He took away that which would keep you separate between you and God, and that is your sin. And Jesus died for that sin. Oh, I tell you, God has done it for you. And he has made a way. Why is it so hard for people to believe? Many people are afraid. They're thinking, how am I going to be treated just because I believe? You know, what will others think? Don't worry about what others think. Be concerned about what God thinks. God sent a son for you.
Amen. We're seeing the seasons becoming all mixed up. We're seeing, as you mentioned, Pastor Evans, snow in one place and extreme heat in another, flooding in one place, and then drought and massive fires in another. We're seeing these things happen. We're seeing in California they've legalized same-sex marriage. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised, as many have prophesied, to see San Francisco fall into the bay over this thing. So what do you think about this apocalypse? Are we seeing the first signs of it? What will the fire of the apocalypse be like? What do we see in the Bible that tells us what is just ahead? Pastor Evans.
I believe personally that we're in this farther than most Christians realize that we have. We've seen the white horse, the false Christ, the falling away. Matter of fact, we're down to where they're balancing the scales now, and people are selling gold and silver to get food and gas for their cars. We're seeing some signs that are very clear, and yet people are not looking at them or thinking that we're in the place that we're in. About 10 years ago, God told us, no longer pray for America, but pray for the people. I mean, our leaders have sold us out, and if the elections go the way they look like they're going right now, they're going to sell us out even worse, and they've turned their back on God, and it's terrible, the things that are taking place. The Antichrist is building his church, he's building his kingdom, and Christians and pastors, for some reason, are not waking up. They're sound asleep.
Pastor Alston, well, to have the fire of God and having Jesus on the inside, working on the outside.
Yeah.
And when we have Jesus on the inside, what a fire it is. What a fire that burns. What a change that takes place. Well, let me tell you, in the same way, the fire of judgment will also burn on the inside, working on the outside. The example I want to use today is this. Look at the people's minds today. They're going out of their minds because they're trying to live their lives all on their own strength, and we're seeing it so consistently, even though they look like on the outside that they're living normal lives, on the inside they're just being destroyed, and because of the fire of God's judgment working on the inside and the great delusion, we see that taking place, the lie and all this. This fire, this apocalyptic fire, is a destroying fire. Scripture tells in 2 Peter 3:10 that all the elements will be burned up, everything that is seen. There's just a tremendous destruction that's going to take place. But to think, the Christian, the godly person, the person who's accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they can go through the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They came through the fire, and not even the smell of fire was upon their clothes or their hair.
Amen, Pastor Ralston. Like you said about the Israelites and the Egyptians and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, sure, they felt the wrath of Egypt. Sure, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego felt the wrath of the king at the time. But what happened? God's wrath didn't affect them, but the wrath was on the ungodly. That's where the wrath was. Now let's do one last thing. Let me read one last report for you and we'll wind this up. U.S.-Mexico border security costs taxpayers. Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff blames tightened security on the U.S.-Mexico border for increased violence there. And he said the border probably, now listen, probably will not be fully secured until 2011. Isn't that interesting? 2012, 2011, Christ's return? Comments?
Well, somebody said that Jack Van Impe has finally got a hold of the truth, and he's sharing this now. So I take my hand off to Jack and say, I'm glad you woke up. But I'll tell you, things are happening out there, and people need to wake up. We're seeing things that are not good. We're giving away all of our freedom. And I was thinking the other day, because somebody mentioned it to me, there's a bill been passed that if we had problems here, the United Nations troops can come in. And the person was bringing to my remembrance that 90% of the United Nations troops are Muslims. Think about that one.
Well, there's someone sitting at this round table at one of our annual camp meetings a couple, 3 or 4 years back, when Pastor Evans called a bunch of us up front to give what God was saying to us, and there was a prophetic word that came forth saying that we would soon see the blue helmets in the United States. You know who it was now, don't you? So it looks like that prophecy is about to come to pass. Sometimes we've seen prophetic words spoken on Sunday and by Sunday night or Monday fulfilled, but this one's taken a while.
Some do.
Some do. So we thank you. Other comments before I shut it down? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. This is Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. And we thank you for listening to Signs of the Times Roundtable. We want you to be encouraged. Jesus loves you. We hope that you listen to Pastor Ralston as he explained the plan of salvation in a way that would take you out of the wrath, take you out of the mark, and put you right in the hands of God. So that's where you want to be. You don't want to be in the hands of man. You don't want to be in the hands of this false revival that's going on. You want to be in the hands of God. So I want to say something to you, friends. This is my short but very urgent message. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, our friends.
666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends. As always, we appreciate your love gifts and letters of support. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated NY13797 USA. May God bless you for it.